All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, we have a big card going down. BKFC 19, Friday, July the 23rd. Florida State Fairgrounds is where that is going down. Paige Van Zandt versus Rachel Ostovich topping the marquee. We have a host of other intriguing bouts. The Bare Knuckle TV app in the App Store. You'll want to be getting that. BKTVapp.com. You can check out the card. And on today's show, once again, welcoming on BKFC promotional figurehead David Feldman. How's the day progressing, man? It seems like busy as usual for you.
It's going crazy today, Dylan. But, man, always good talking to you, brother.
Yeah, always good catching up. Feels like it's been a little bit. And, yeah, good to, you know, get things back on track. But I wanted to quickly touch on BKFC 18 before getting into the upcoming card here, because just what an amazing event. I mean, four title bouts, you have a pair of champions retaining, two vacant championship thrones being filled there. Like, what were your thoughts on BKFC 18 and how it went off overall?
I thought it was a tremendous event for us. It was a big reception play for us. You know, Miami's not the biggest fight market in the town, although a lot of fighters are moving there now. So if you make it in Miami, from what I'm told from fight promoters down there, that you make it anywhere. And we did phenomenal there. We sold out the arena. It was packed, bunch of great fights, and we did very, very good numbers on our app. We were the eighth most downloaded app in the world that week. So everything really panned out well for us, and we were happy with the success of that event.
Yeah, killer card in a lot of regards for sure. But, you know, I was peeping some stuff for the Paul versus Mayweather event there, and I thought I had seen a familiar face in the back there. I'm like, I'm pretty certain that's David Feldman mobbing out in the background there. And now you have certain, like, crossover, you know, platform fights for this upcoming event. I'm kind of wondering, like, when did the wheels initially get turning for kind of, like, tapping into that specific, you know, permutation of pugilism there, just getting, like, the cross-platform kind of idea going there for your brand?
Yeah, I mean, it was more for the, I guess the Social Gloves event they did on June 12th. I saw the success and a bunch of the eyeballs that went on that. And we had a lot of guys that were hitting us up for a long time. So we were going to do a completely separate card of just influencer fights. And then we said, look, man, we're doing this. We're not doing it to make money for the influencer fights. We're doing it to bring eyeballs to the sport. So we have to integrate it with one of our existing events. So we thought of a way to just put a couple influencer fights on this card, bring a lot of brand new eyeballs to the sport, and hopefully they stay. So that's, you know, that's kind of the goal for this thing. Do these fights. The fights are going to be fun. They're going to be exciting. But, you know, the bare knuckle fights are the rawest, purest form of combat sports that really are anywhere in the world right now. So I didn't want to really take away from that. But at the same time, adding 58 million total followers from these six influencers that are fighting on the card is something that you can't really even buy it. So it's great to have these guys on and integrate with what we're doing, and I think it's going to be a good success.
Yeah, and you mentioned the cumulative metrics of all those different individuals, and, you know, definitely a pronounced presence there. But I'm kind of curious, like, with the, I guess, BKFC metrics, like, are you already noticing some of, like, those, like, younger, I guess, newer kind of demos fleshing out even more, or do you feel like that's more something you'll notice, like, with the event getting closer to fight week kind of thing?
We're definitely getting some of the younger guys on board. You know, this is a sport that really anybody can really adapt to. So, you know, I don't care if you're you know, 3-4 years old or you're 90 years old, you know what a fist fight is. So, you know, we adapt to really everybody in all demographics. We started out where we were like 98% male, 18 to 34. Now we're about, you know, 16 to 45 is our core demographic, and it's down to about 82% male now because we have a lot of the women that are becoming followers of the sport. So, you know, we're seeing a trickle into different ages and into different, you know, different demographics all over the board.
Yeah, and you mentioned more women checking out the BKFC brand. It seems like the women's ranks are really, you know, blossoming quite well, especially that 125-pound category there. I mean, obviously the fight coming up here with Paige Van Zandt and Rachel Ostovich, a big fight. You have Hart versus Savage on the same card, Britton Hart and Jenny Savage's grudge match there. I mean, there's just a lot going on. Like, how much of a concerted effort was there to, I guess, like, really, like, bolstering that women's featherweight category? Because it seems like it's growing by the week.
I mean, as we've been putting on these fights and putting on these women's fights, the women always seem to seems to steal the show, man. It's just been tremendous fights from these girls, you know, and most of them are fairly attractive women that are fighting, and you know, to see these women like that are fighting bare knuckle, I think intrigues the core public. So because of that, we're getting a lot more eyeballs, a lot more reactions to the women's fighting. So why not add more? I mean, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And, you know, let's just add more of it. So I think the women fighting bare knuckle is something that intrigues a lot of people, and we're going to keep adding to that.
Yeah, and I have a question in relation to, you know, Beck Rawlings returning to BKFC circa October or November, you were saying there. And, you know, Scott Burt had mentioned that she was the, you know, divisional champion in Recess just because she was fighting in mixed martial arts for a bit. I'm kind of wondering, like, do we see Beck Rawlings defend that hardware before the year ends? And as an extension of that, are either of these fights I mentioned with Hart versus Savage and Van Zandt versus Ostovich, like, are those positioned as, like, title eliminators by chance? Like, what's the dynamic with all of that there?
Yeah, well, the one thing, you know, I just want to point out that Beck Rawlings was never actually the BKFC champ before. So we're going to start, launch that tournament for the BKFC Women's 125-pound championship, and she's definitely going to be in the mix for that. Can't wait to bring her back. She's going to come back, it looks like, in October. And we got a lot of other girls that were signed into that division, too. It's going to be a lot of steep challenges in that division, a lot of people that are going to have eyeballs on the Women's 125-pound division. So, like I said, we're adding a lot of women to it. We're adding a lot of flavor to it, and we think it's going to be tremendous and exciting competitive fights for that 125-pound belt.
Yeah, and something I was just recently seeing on social media was, you know, Heather Hardy being released from Bellator MMA, just, you know, champion boxer, has also done some MMA. I think a lot of people were kind of talking about potentially seeing her in the BKFC ranks. Has there been any level of dialogue with her, or maybe not so much because that's a bit of a more fresh kind of situation?
No, she, there could be Heather Hardy talks. I mean, I noticed that she was released yesterday, I believe it was. So definitely, you know, look, any woman that wants to come into the square circle and that can fight, you know, they have to be able to fight. As long as they can fight and they're willing to throw down inside of there, we're going to welcome them to the division. As you saw, Pearl Gonzalez fought on the last card and looked sensational in her debut. So there's so many women in this mix for this 125-pound belt, and I'd love to bring Heather Hardy in, so we'll see what happens shortly.
Yeah, also Taylor Starling's bout on the card, just another example of how the division is really growing. But I kind of wanted to, you know, pivot slightly back to the influencer kind of fights, just because I'm curious, like, how does, I guess, you know, this come about with, like, you know, Blueface there? Because I'll admit I'm not really too familiar with, like, some of the TikTok kind of guys. I think I'm getting a little bit long in the tooth for that. Maybe I'm turning into a bit of a geezer, but I certainly know who Blueface is. Like, I follow hip-hop and stuff like that. So, like, what was the, I guess, inner machinations for, you know, Blueface getting on board? Did he reach out to you guys? Were you reaching out to him? Like, how did that all get going?
One of my guys was knowing that we were trying to do this, and they said, how about Blueface? He has a great YouTube, Instagram, and a big TikTok following. You know, he actually has, I think, 7 or 8 million followers on TikTok. So, you know, they just mentioned his name. I said, yeah, reach out to him, see if he's interested. And he became interested, and we started negotiating, and we got it done. I mean, he's a guy that a lot of people know in a lot of different genres of, entertainment, really. So, you know, we said, let's give it a shot. So we have him fight this TikToker named Cain Trujillo, who a lot of people don't really like, and I thought it was a really good kind of intriguing matchup. They don't like him because he supposedly steals a lot of people's TikTok ideas. You know, I'm not into the TikTok and YouTube thing that much either, myself, Dylan, so I'm only going by what I'm told.
Yeah,
so I heard that he stole a lot of these people's stories and things like that, and made his own videos around that, and he became like the most hated TikToker out there. So we thought it was a perfect matchup. So I think it's going to be a great fight. I think all three of the fights are going to be very, very good and competitive fights, and they're going to add a lot of, most importantly, they're going to bring a new clientele and a new whole set of people that never watched Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship before. They're going to be exposed to this brand.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely a curiosity. I'm, you know, intrigued to see kind of what unfurls there with that particular story. But I was mentioning the, you know, potential title eliminator stakes that exist in, you know, the women's 125-pound ranks. But it seems like a similar dynamic might exist within even, you know, the heavyweight ranks on this card, in the sense of, you know, Arnold Adams getting out there and getting ready to fight Mick Tyrrell and everything like that, just an unbeaten, you know, bare knuckle boxer out in England making the BKFC debut. And Arnold Adams, you know, the inaugural champ, he, you know, had that great go around with Joey Beltran. Like, is this a title eliminator for the heavyweight belt, or are those stakes not necessarily applied to that one there?
I mean, I'm not gonna officially quote unquote title eliminator, but I'm definitely looking at both of these guys. I want to see how they perform. If they give the kind of fight that I really anticipate them giving next Friday night, then they're probably going to be lined up for a title shot, yes. But I'm not going to go on record by saying it's an official title eliminator, because I really want to see how they perform. You know, if both of them perform exciting, then, you know, both of them can be in line, one and then the next. If they both don't perform, then I'm obviously going to find a better, more suitable opponent for Joey Beltran. But I do think that both of these guys know that their career is really on the line right now, and this is something that they, you know, that they need to go in here and fight their butts off and see who the best man is.
Yeah, you mentioned a next opponent for Beltran. Could that next opponent be Steve Cunningham? I saw him kind of enter the ring there. Is that a fight you would kind of like to get going potentially, or maybe have him kind of debut against someone and then kind of see where he's at in the bare knuckle ranks?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. He actually just hit me up today, so we're going to talk tomorrow. Look, there's a lot of excitement going around a lot of the different divisions, and a lot of the guys that we have signed, we haven't even been able to fight yet. So we want to make sure we get some of these guys fights. Like, we have LeVar Johnson, heavyweight signed. He's 1-0 in bare knuckle, former UFC fighter. Love to get him a fight here pretty soon. We have a lot of other guys that we've had signed that we just need to get fights for. We just need to do more events. And starting in October is where we start off our two BKFC events a month. October, November, and then December, we'll go back to one. January will be at one, and then February throughout the remainder of the year, we're going to do two BKFC and one toe-the-line event the entire year. So we're going to have a lot of room for a lot of these fighters to fight.
Yeah, you mentioned kind of that, like, curious period where it's like you're almost like you have these, like, big names you want to put out there, but it's also would kind of like to have a live gate when there's, like, a more ideal kind of landscape. So I was curious to get updates on certain individuals in that regard, if you happen to have any there, because I'd seen you had an April interview with John Morgan where you were saying Vanderlei Silva likely looking at a August or September fight. I wager at this point it's maybe leaning more towards the fall, and you were saying he could be fighting a legendary figure there. Do you have any updates on, you know, Vanderlei Silva's debut in the BKFC?
Yeah, we had a really good call about it today. So, you know, we don't know what's exactly going to happen and when it's going to happen, but it looks more like November-ish. But we're trying to dot the I's and cross the T's on his opponent so we can get that announced. And I think everybody's going to be really excited about that.
Yeah, and I think a guy like, you know, Shannon Briggs as well, another example of, like, a big name people have been kind of looking at. I mean, Frank Mir, a guy that has, you know, been in the BKFC fold for a bit, but yet to kind of make the debut there. So a lot of big fights that could be going down. Do we see those guys getting in fights before the calendar year wraps up as well?
Yeah, I think so. I think you do. A lot of those names you mentioned will definitely be entering the squared circle before the year's end.
Yeah, and I understand there's been some dialogue with JDS a little bit as well. So great to see, like, how much of a, you know, player you guys are becoming in the space and whatnot there, talking to some, you know, big name lads there for sure.
Oh, it's good. You know, now in free agency, we're among the mix of the next place that you might sign. So that's great for us as an organization, and we just look forward to continued growth.
And with somebody like Diego Sanchez, like, he had come to the press conference that you guys had there a bit ago and everything like that. Like, do we see him compete in BKFC? Would it maybe be more of, like, I guess, a brand ambassador role a la, you know, Anthony Rumble Johnson? Like what do you see with Diego Sanchez in the BKFC picture potentially?
You know, I brought Diego out actually just as a friend. I really like him. We got along really well, and I wanted to show him a nice time. I thought he got taken advantage of a little bit, so to be able to do that was first and foremost. And now we'll see. Look, you know, it's got to be the right opponent. I don't want to get any, I don't want to throw him in with any young lions. That's all of this about. If I can get the right legendary opponent that makes sense for him, I'm all in on Diego Sanchez. But if not, I'm not putting him in to get hurt. So we'll see what happens in the near future. But that's definitely among the realm of possibilities.
Yeah, and just, you know, talking about this main event here with Paige VanZant and Rachel Ostevich, obviously they fought in mixed martial arts, and it was a spirited, entertaining affair. Just in booking this BKFC fight between the two, like, was the matchmaking inspired by just the, I guess, entertaining nature of the first fight and thinking, hey, this can translate well to my promotion? Like, I guess, what was the, I guess, matchmaking methodology to that main event there?
Well, we were trying to think who was next, and we got reached out to about Rachel Ostevich. We know that she was very, very competitive in the first match, actually probably winning the fight, got tapped out. She has a good following. So, you know, it kind of made sense from a business perspective to put her in. I think it's a little bit intriguing. And then, you know, we'll see what's next. We'll see how Britton Hart does. We'll see how Beck Rawlings does. There's so many girls in the mix, as you mentioned earlier, but especially for this main event, Paige VanZant versus Rachel Ostevich on July 23rd on the Bare Knuckle TV app. We're super, super excited about having this feature matchup. I think a lot of people are going to be very intrigued by it, and who knows who's going to win, right? They're going to come, they're going to both come out and give their all. So Paige, I know, has been training with the exclusively with a boxing trainer right now, and Rachel has been training with her dad and some other guys over there in Hawaii. So, you know, I'm really, really looking forward to a great fight by those two young ladies.
Yeah, and expanding into some interesting markets too, in a certain regard, just in the sense of like the NFTs you guys are looking to do and augmented reality and stuff like that. Like, how exciting is it to expand the brand in those kind of like newer sort of directions as well? It seems to kind of coincide with like the, you know, bringing in some of the TikTok individuals, just newer eyes on the product. And is that an extension of that, like just some of the NFTs and augmented reality, just like trying to appeal to certain people and kind of like pave the way for the future, as it were?
No, it's all great. So, I mean, being able to expand this and get new eyes on this and get new revenue streams and just really catching up to date, right? Like, I'm an old school boxing guy, and then I got into bare knuckle fighting, launched this sport, and you have to keep up with the times now. So all these new things is NFTs and the crypto and everything else that's involved with everything that's going on in today's society. We have to, you know, stay up with the times and, you know, and just keep it going.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And you've been great with your time, and I know you have a busy schedule, so I want to be, you know, mindful of that too, as much as I appreciate getting to talk to you. But to that point, is there anything perhaps you might want to add kind of as a parting thought as we're wrapping things up here, David?
All good, man. Just we're just gonna have a really, really busy end of 2021 and then a tremendous 2022. A lot of great partnerships we're gonna add to the table, a lot of great sponsorships and new fighters that are coming as well. So always appreciate your support, and you know, just want all the fans to check out BKFC.com to get a ticket or app updates for the upcoming fight on July 23rd here at the Florida State Fairgrounds in Tampa, Florida. It's going to be a tremendous event. Great night of fights, so don't forget to check it out on the Bare Knuckle TV app.
BKFC 19, it goes down Friday, July 23rd. You heard from the man himself where you can check that out. If you happen to be in the Florida area, the Florida State Fairgrounds, should be a great time to be had by all. And again, to reiterate, appreciate you coming on and offering some insights, David. All the best with, you know, this event coming up and just what seems like a busy 2021 for you. We'll catch up soon, and you enjoy the rest of your day, man.
Thanks, Dylan. Appreciate it, bud.